Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Down and Dirty with me. I'm Idaho Beau, and my best friend.
I'm Vivacious Vic. Yay!
We're having a great time here. Today is in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the vernal equinox, otherwise known as the first day of fall. And if you're one of our lovely listeners south of the equator, that would be Mel, Teresa, and Fiona off the top of my head. You are celebrating the first day of spring. So as we go forward, we have a great show for you today, and I'm going to let Vicky get started. Get down and dirty, Vic.
Yes, down and dirty. The down and dirty reality is that we are a listener-supported radio station, just like PBS, Radio Boise, KBSU. They all need donations to stay on the air. And we actually have to pay to be on the air and do our shows. And we need your support if that is feels like the right thing for you to do. And so we want to guide you to an easy place where you can do this, bbsradio.com/down and dirty will take you right to our page. If you scroll down our page past our banner, you will see a donation button and you get to choose as little as $2.99 a month will help support us.
You can't even buy a cup of coffee for that anymore, Vic. And that's just a month. And if you find our content interesting and valuable, we would so appreciate just a little tiny donation, because we, you know, Vic said we should tell them that we're like 70-year-old grandmas and we're living on Social Security. And that's true. So,
well, that is true.
Yeah. It is true. And we're doing this because throughout the years, we've gained wisdom and knowledge, and we want to help as many people as possible to walk into their own sovereignty. And I will cut it at that, Vicki. It's all yours.
Oh, cut it at that. Yes. So, right out of the gate, and thank you for considering that. Right out of the gate, I want to do a formal apology to Ian Saxon, who was one of our guests that we interviewed in July. And I forgot to mention him when we did our interview with Jay Blackhurst last podcast. And I just want to apologize to you, Ian, because we love you and we're looking forward to our next interview with you whenever we can schedule that between Wales time and Idaho time. So just, he was so brilliant and we just loved him on our show. So yes, welcome to this eclipse an equinox portal in the Northern Hemisphere. Everything, the days are shorter. It's getting cooler. All the temperatures are cooler. So we're moving into from hot to cold. And I do a lot of astrology and listen to lots and lots of astrological forecasts and predictions and whatnot. This particular eclipse portal of September, the main thing is purging. And so Bo and I thought this would be the perfect time for us to explore what it is to purge on physical toxicity, on emotional baggage, and definitely purge that mental hamster cage patterns that really don't serve you, that can create a lot of stress, And by dealing with those three areas, physical, emotional, and mental, level up on the spiritual side. When you can recognize the three above mentioned to have got your attention and loving care. So we are going to work on different areas of purging and how to clean up all of these systems that we're dependent on. And diets automatically change if you're pretty in tune with your body, to move from salads and fruits and cool weather, cool foods that cool you down into more warm foods, more cooked foods, more carbs for sure. I was talking to somebody and found it really interesting that all of the fruit, pears, apples, peaches, plums, all of the raspberries, on my ever blooming raspberries, are all ripe right now. They're full of sugar, and it's part of that buildup. They're full of super high nutrients, but they're full of sugar. Natural, good for us sugar. So we're building up our immune system and our carbo load just naturally by just that. And so with the diet change and the weather change, we become more physically vulnerable, and an immune system is needs a boost. And there's a reason why Big Pharma and every pharmacy offer flu shots right now, because we become more vulnerable, and they call it the flu season, which don't even get us started on
Don't
that.
get me
But
started,
don't
girlfriend.
get us started on that.
What's in
But
those flu shots, Mickey?
well, I, you know, do we really know? I've
We don't
never
know
had a
shit.
flu shot.
We don't know shit. We're gonna do a show called We Don't Know Shit,
We
but
don't know shit, but we certainly don't know what's in it, because I don't care. I've never had one. And I don't need one,
I haven't either.
because so much of my adult life, most all of my adult life, has been dealing with nutrition and preventative measures that I can do to keep myself healthy. So I want to tell you a story about the Big Pharma thing. I go to the doctor once a year for my Medicare welfare, whatever thing they do every year. And the first question out of their mouth is, "What medications are you on?" And I say, "Nothing." And the only one I am on is Armour Thyroid, which is a natural thyroid. And my insurance won't cover it because it's a natural, so I have to pay out of pocket for that. But other than that, nothing. And they kind of look at me and like I'm lying to them. But I went to get my Armour Thyroid the other day at the Walgreens that I go to. And I usually go through the drive-through because it's quick, easy, and I don't have to go into that store and stand at the line of the pharmacy. But the line was so big, I did. I parked and I went into the pharmacy, and I just was observing the goings-ons, the people who were there, and there were three people in front of me, so I did have to stand in line and listen and watch. And I mean to tell you that one lady came out of this little cubicle that's sealed off, and she just came out just beaming. And she just started laughing. She walked right into me and just this huge smile on her face, and she says, "Well, that's one chore done today. I got my shot." She didn't say what, and I didn't ask. And then behind her partner, husband probably, could barely walk. Tall, skinny. This is how I characterize this, is the lights are on and nobody's home. And he went in to get his shot. And then at that time, when the door shut, a lady that was at the counter turned around and walked. It was just this testimony to me of the amount of drugs that people depend on for their health, And for their whole, I guess, immune system, flu shots, COVID shots, pneumonia shots. What's the other one? High shingle shots. Really? So that's one of the reasons Bo and I really want to talk to you today about how important your immune system is, and that is the gut. The gut is our immune system, and without a healthy gut and GI tract, we all suffer. So, I think at this point, I'm just going to turn it over to Bo because she's got so many areas of expertise because she has a bit of a compromised GI tract that maybe she can talk to you about. But she has learned how to take care of that.
Alrighty, so a number of years ago, when I was living in Boise, my sister-in-law had to go to the hospital. Long story short, while she was in there, they ran some tests on her and they determined that she was gluten and dairy intolerant. She wasn't celiac and she didn't have allergies, but she was intolerant. And so she wanted to get better. And she eliminated gluten and dairy from her diet. And she immediately started feeling better. And she immediately started losing some weight. She was a little round, I'll just put it that way. She wasn't extremely overweight, but she was. And I had had GI tract issues since I was in my 30s. Probably before that, but that's when I really started paying attention to it. And I never really thought about it. I would, sometimes I would get Tums or whatever, or I'd take baking soda. 'Cause I, even before I discovered being holistic in my life and natural remedies, I still didn't like taking medications. So anyway, long story short, she said, Bo, you have a lot of the same issues I did. I was actually even diagnosed by a gastroenterologist as having IBS, which is irritated bowel syndrome. A syndrome is where they just take a bunch of different maladies and they throw them into a pot and call it a syndrome because they really don't know what the hell is going on. So I had been diagnosed with that, and she said, you should really consider what you're eating, and perhaps, don't do both dairy and gluten at the same time because it might be one and not the other, and then you're going to give up both. And to be really honest with you, a nice crusty loaf of sourdough French bread and a big hunk of good cheese, those were my two favorite go-to foods. I love them. So I hem and hawed for a while. I finally gave up dairy and I lost like 5 pounds, like boom. And I wasn't real big, but I lost 5 pounds. I started feeling better. I felt clearer in my head, but I kept eating gluten. Then a number of years down the road, my husband and I split up. And at the end of the year, so the beginning of the next year, I wanted to do a cleanse, which I think we'll probably talk about cleansing a little bit today. So, I eliminated everything that I did research on that was inflammatory. And as I introduced foods back, it was either the first beer I drank or the first sandwich I ate, and I can't recall which, both containing gluten. Boom, there it was all back. And I put the brakes on. I did not want to give up bread because I love to bake it. I love to eat it. I like bread. I'm German. What can I say? But years down the line, I ended up giving up the gluten and still not eating dairy. And like I said, I'm actually 71 and I have no problem with my weight. I really have no issues with my gut anymore. And the best thing is I feel so good. And I'm not telling everybody you have to give up gluten and you have to give up dairy. I think the main thing I want to portray is I listen to my body. And so now I have many family members that have issues with both, and a couple of them have additional things that they have in issues with, but they say, oh, it's okay if I cheat every once in a while. I decided not to cheat, and I don't get sick. I haven't been sick, knock on wood, I haven't been sick in years. I don't get vaccinated either, just like Vicky. I'm not on any pharmaceutical medications. I rarely even take supplements. I just eat really well. I make bone broth. I have bone broth daily, which is very gut healing. Vicky and I both make kombucha, which is a fermented food. Fermented foods are great for your
I
gut.
love my kombucha. I love it.
Probiotic yogurts. Like, if you don't have an issue with dairy, go for the good, healthy raw milk is the best. Yogurts, anything with natural probiotics is really good for you. I make sauerkraut. I made a batch of spicy fermented dilly green beans. First time I ever made cherry tomatoes, I fermented those. Oh my God, they're delicious. I've been eating tomatoes the wrong way. They're so good fermented. And the carrots aren't done yet. So easy to do all of these things. And sometimes people think fermentation is a little scary, I guess. Intimidating is a better word. It really isn't. It's very easy. It's not that our ancestors have been doing it
It's
forever.
forever, forever they've fermented. Used to bury stuff in the ground. They still do kimchi. They put it in the pots and bury it in the ground and leave it there. And
Sometimes it's a good place to have some fermented foods because they do get a little stinky. So buried in the ground's not a bad thing. I really try to stay away from foods that cause inflammation. For me, it's dairy and gluten. I know. Sugar is a huge inflammatory substance that was, I don't know, I haven't done the research and to see when it was introduced, but it's really not a natural food, sugar. And if you're unaware, it is what cancer feeds on.
The other thing that I was crying about is super inflammatory foods are all of the nightshades, which are all the chilies, tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant. Those are all nightshades, which are super inflammatory if you were prone to inflammation. You'll notice it if you have achy joints. If you stop eating any one of these number of foods that we're mentioning, it'll probably go away. Sugar's the number one. Alcohol and sugar are the number ones. But anyway, I
Fortunately,
wanted to also mention that with this equinox coming up, and between that first eclipse in the beginning of September to this one, I've really, really been on a different energetic trajectory, just not on purpose necessarily, but things started percolating to the top, and me just really wanting to get still and quiet. And then the weather's kind of starting to change, the night times are longer. I decided that I really wanted to go on a cleanse. And I started today. Today's my first day. But I've done the Khichri cleanse before, which is an Ayurvedic food. And I've done it before. And I might just do it for 3 days, but the real one is like 10 days long. And I'm telling you, you get so crystal clear by the time you're done with that. Your intuition is at top notch. Your body is operating. Your immune system is operating at top notch. So I just wanted to mention that this is a perfect time that the seasonal changes for this purging energy to do a cleanse. And it doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing, just a day. Just you could just do one day. But my goal is to do three and see where I'm at three. So
You know, one thing
one.
we didn't talk about beforehand, Vicki, but you just triggered a good trigger in my thought process is fasting is also a very good thing to
Fasting,
do.
super
Water
good.
fasting or juice fasting. The thing is, you don't want too much sugar in your juice. But that's a really good thing to do too. A 1 day water fast will clear your mind 3 days and you're flying. Yeah,
But
it's
it
really
also, but it, the other thing about that type of a thing and this khichdi is it's giving your digestive system a break. It's not working. It's eliminating. It's up in its game to help you move out any kind of toxins, and it's a very gentle way of doing that. And that's why I'm choosing the khichdi, because it's, yes, I'm eating food, but it's so easily digested. My digestive system does not have to work hard to digest that, and it's an eliminative purge. So it helps to eliminate.
Does that mean you're pooping a lot, Vicky?
Probably, but I only just started this morning. But
The
also,
shit's
I'm
getting real.
drinking. I'm getting the shit is getting real. I'm drinking a lot of water, because anytime you do anything, you just need to drink a lot of water. And we think, oh, it's not hot anymore. It's a natural inclination to think, oh, it's not that hot anymore. I don't need to drink as much. Actually, you need to drink more.
Because when you're indoor in winters, you have a wood stove, and you know how your people that have wood stoves, if you've ever had one, you always have a pot of water on the stove because it gets really dry. Well, the same thing is true with any kind of indoor electrical or gas heat. It is very drying season, and you think, well, it's snowing or raining outside. But inside, and we do go inside our homes more when the weather turns cooler. It is actually quite dry. So yes, you do need, and we're 75% water. We just need to, you know, we need to keep that up. That's a very good point, Vicky. Very good.
So you're
Another.
going to talk about your fire cider?
Oh yeah. So I like spicy things. I like spicy, kind of like spicy men too, although it's been a while for me. But I make something called fire cider, and it's called fire cider because it is spicy. And it is a tonic that is made there. You can add different things to it, but the basic is horseradish root, jalapenos, turmeric, ginger, lemons, and oranges. Let's see, what else do I put in it? Peppercorns. I actually added some dried peppers that my beautiful friend Sunshine sent me from her garden. And I put some rosemary and thyme from my garden in there. You
Holy
put
cow.
all in a big jar. And oh, I asked I this time I added a few golden beets as well. And but you don't need to put all those things. The basic things are the citrus, the horseradish, the peppers, the turmeric, and the garlic. And you can add and onion. You need onion too. And I put a purple onion and a yellow onion in. And I have a gallon of the sauce brewing. Well, so once you get everything in the jar, you top it off with organic apple cider vinegar, and you let it. It doesn't fer It's not a fermented food because you're using vinegar, but you let it infuse for 4 to 7 weeks. And when it's done, you sieve off all of the. You get a big colander, and I line mine with cheesecloth. So all of the liquid goes into the bowl beneath, and then I squeeze as much as I can, all of the juices out of the fruits and vegetables and herbs that are I've caught in the cheesecloth. And then you add raw honey. And I do use all organic produce. That's another thing. I eat as organic as I possibly can. It's a little aside. Once my rather wealthy sister-in-law said to me, how can you afford to eat organic? And I looked at her and I said, how can you afford not to? I don't go to the doctor, and they go to the doctor often anyway. Yeah, there's that. And so once you have your product done, and I said I like it spicy, so I, if it's not spicy enough, I put in some pepper flakes, like you put on your pizza. And I literally will pour a shot glass a night and sit in my evenings, and no matter what I'm doing, if I'm reading or whatever, I'll just sip on my fire cider. It boosts your immune system, but also if you do feel something, quote, coming on, you feel that scratchy throat or you're starting to sneeze a little bit, it kicks the hiney of whatever ails you. It's really great. That reminds me, Vic, do you want to talk about elderberry syrup?
Well, I receive elderberry syrup from my daughter next door. She's got two huge elderberry trees, but it also grows up and down almost every canyon that we drive up and, in Idaho. Elderberries are everywhere. And I am going to go drive up to see Bo in October, and I'm going to stop and pick us a bunch of elderberries, and we're going to make our own syrup. But elderberry is one of the oldest remedies for immune boosting, and it's wonderful. Nature just takes such good care of us. I mean, now, right when the weather's turning, the elderberries are ripe, and it's time to brew your stuff. And it's delicious. It's
It
delicious.
is. It's so delicious. One year, this was years ago, Vicky and I were, this when I lived in Boise, we're going up. A friend of mine offered her condo to us for the weekend. It was around Halloween time, around this time of year. And Vicky was driving, and all of a sudden she pulls off. This is Highway 55 going up the north end of the Payette River. It's a beautiful canyon. I'm going, what the heck? So she pulls off, and I said, what are you doing? She says, we're getting elderberries, because she knew where some were growing. And we picked massive amounts of elderberries. And then I don't remember the reason why, but I ended up taking them all home. And if you do forage elderberries, make sure when you take them off the bunch, because they kind of grow like grapes, but a whole bunch on a floret. Make sure you get those little connecting stems off, because all parts of the elderberry plant are mildly poisonous, except the berries and the flowers they come from, which is very interesting. But anyway, I have all these elderberries, and I made literally at least 1.5 gallons of elderberry
Nice.
syrup. It's so easy to do. You put the
Yeah.
elderberries in your preferably stainless steel pot. You add water, and there is a recipe for it. Add water. I put in cinnamon sticks. I like cloves in it, and some fresh ginger. And you let that simmer for 45 minutes, and then again you put it through cheesecloth and squeeze out as much of the good stuff as possible, and you add honey.
Yeah,
That
so good.
my granddaughter that just turned 12 was probably 2, 2.5 when I made it. And My daughter is really into holistic medicine, and she's a nutritional life coach, as a matter of fact. Hopefully we can get her on the show sometime. And she started giving it to my granddaughter, and she called it Medicina, because my ex-husband is from El Salvador, and so my daughter speaks some Spanish. So she was called it Medicina to my granddaughter. And every morning my granddaughter would go stand in front of the refrigerator, and she would go, "Medicina, Medicina." That's how good it is. The kids even like
Oh,
it.
cute, cute. Another thing that came up today in my conversation out front when I was digging up all those plants to give to my friend is essential oils. Bo and I are both doTERRA representatives. We've been into doTERRA essential oils for years. And I remember going over to Bo's house when the whole family lived here. And I mean, On Guard soap was everywhere, and On Guard is a multi-purpose oil. It's a combination of several essential oils, and doTERRA's brand is On Guard, and Young Living, isn't it? Young Living. Theirs is Thieves,
Thieves.
and Revive, I think, is immune booster, but that's exactly what it is. It's an immune booster, but you can, well, as an example, I don't know anybody that goes on long flights that doesn't come home and get sick after a flight. And I never get sick after a flight because what I do is I take a little tiny piece of cloth and I douse it with On Guard and I keep it in a Ziploc baggie and I breathe that throughout my flight. And
That's a good idea.
Breathing the On Guard is a natural way to boost your immune system. But also, oregano oil is really, really good. And that's what all of me and my family do is at the onset of a sniffly nose or a sore throat or a little bit of a cough, it's pretty gross to, but it works so good, is to just get a little shot glass, put a couple drops of oregano and gargle with it and then swallow it.
You can
And
do that
that
with the On
knocks,
Guard as you can do that with the On Guard
you
too.
can do that with the On Guard. And then rubbing oregano oil on your feet, like at night, that's another way it draws out the toxins of your body.
And speaking of feet, another thing you can do if you do have, air quote, a cold, or anything like that, is slice an onion. And get some socks and put those on the bottom of your feet, because that draws the toxins right out. When you said that, when you said the airplane, something that I've been taking since this is 2001 or 2001 is something called Nanosoma. And I know that there's a couple of other shows that I know Robin on the Homesteading, I can't remember, she's just starting her show, the Homesteading Continued, or Connect with Kelly. I think they both have links that you can get the Nanosoma, but that I think that's one of the things that helps keep me healthy, although I don't do it all the time anymore. I used to take it daily, but I do take it when my body says, "Hey, why don't you take some?" I listen to my body. That going back to that in one of the original points is listening to your body.
Yes, so important.
Yeah.
Don't
Yeah.
mask it, NyQuil, and I mean, you do what you have to do, and I get it, but if you just mask the symptoms, that's all you're doing. You're not actually getting to a place where you're killing the bacteria, the germs, or the virus, or the fungus, or whatever it is that's causing the irritation or the symptoms. You want to get to the symptoms. Gut health is number one, because that's a full-time, everyday Attention. You just give attention to your gut, and that is 90% of your immune system right there. You keep that healthy, you're going to do so well. But also, if you're feeling toxic, do a little cleanse. It helps so much. And I really, one of my goals is to get more mental clarity and less stress. Because the stress, really, most of it, well, I think it all begins in our mind and then it lodges in our body, right? Stress is like unexpressed emotions a lot of times. Don't want to go too deep into that, but I am really into that and cleaning the body, cleaning the emotions, cleaning my mind so that I can level up spiritually. That's my whole goal right now. Because all of the people are saying this is everything's ramping up. It's not going to calm down on the astrological aspect.
Well,
It's
not
not
just
going to.
that. I mean, even if you just look at what's going on, politically,
Socially, absolutely.
socially, it is a very interesting time to be able to sit back in a place of neutrality and looking at everything that's going on, because it's,
Yeah.
you can do that on your own. It's kind of getting off topic, but you did mention stress, Vic, and we kind of chatted about this a little bit before we started recording. Was this time of year we are heading into holiday season, holy day season, right?
Yeah.
And what's the first one that comes up? Well, Vicky mentioned in Boise, where I lived in Boise for 35 years, it's almost like somebody flips a switch and it goes from being a very warm, pleasant early fall, and it's like freezing cold and wind
By
blowing
Halloween,
on Halloween.
on
And what do
Halloween.
you do on Halloween, or what do a lot of people do on Halloween? They get a lot of candy and either hand it out, or their kids get it, or they end up eating their kids because they don't want the kids to have all the sugar, 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 sugar. Huge stress on the body. And then what happens? What's right after that? I'll let you talk about the next holiday, Vicky.
Well, not, I mean, the sugar and the drastic drop in temperature, that's an immune system red
Attack.
flag. It's a big red flag right there. So you want to be ready for that. But then we come up to Thanksgiving, which is my least favorite holiday of the whole year. We're eating all this almost pre-digested food. It's all mush. It's baked, 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 baked. Delicious potatoes and yams and gravy. And I mean, talk about a carbo load. And then turkey, throw that on. Then you got the tryptophan. So everyone's in the lounge chairs watching football. And I could go on and on. But it is a stressful time. Most of the time we're getting around families or we're traveling to get to the destination. That is, airports, and in America, a lot of it is on icy roads by then. And so there's a lot of stressors coming up in Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then we move into Christmas. And this time of year is the downslope into peace, tranquility, quietness, stillness. And our American culture is anything but that this time of year. It's ramping up for the holidays and running around and overspending and overeating. And it's a stressful time of year that is never, ever meant to be stressful. It's supposed to go inside, be warm, be still. But we're totally counterintuitive to that.
Right, go within. It's a good time to go within and,
Just be quieter, not out running around and trying to please every single person on your list and this and that. And alcohol consumption goes up dramatically at this time of year. And so it's just a really good time to be very mindful of what you are doing and what you're ingesting, and emotionally it ramps up. It's an emotional time because there's a lot of memories, and if you've lost people, it's a really good time to just try to be a little bit more calm and intuitive about what you're feeling and what you're putting in your body.
Our ancestors did.
They
Our
did.
ancestors all did. Yeah, they went within, especially in any area when you have winter, because we're going into winter, but again, the southern hemisphere is going to be going into summer, but they do have winter as well. And it is what our ancestors always did, is they went in, especially like in the northern climes, like where Vicky and I live, it snows. And to have the cozy fire and to go be able to go within and elevate that spiritual part of you that Vicky's talked about a couple times. And you know, I mentioned earlier something about holistic health. It is body, mind, and soul, or spirit. I prefer to call it spirit. Everything you put in your body not only influences your physicality, but I find, alcohol excluded, I find that even those kinds of foods you were talking about that we start to tend to eat more as the, you know, we've been kind of programmed to eat all those foods around Thanksgiving. And a lot of people do kind of a copycat of those foods at Christmas. You don't have the clarity, and it's, you know, it physically, it starts in your physicality, but it also moves into your mind. And when those two things are out of balance, a lot of times we can spiritually not feel as sharp and as in tune. So it is a holistic approach. It's the whole ball of wax. Yeah. You know, going back to listening to your body, I've mentioned a couple times that I've read the Ringing Cedars series, the Anastasia books, and I don't remember what book it was in, but Anastasia was talking about everybody having their own kin's domain, as in your kinfolk, and on your own property that you leave to your children, and so on and so on. You have your garden, but the way she explains it's almost like a forest garden, like in permaculture. But when you go out into your garden, you'll see, oh, there's some parsley, or there's the this is ripe, or that is ripe, and you'll walk through your garden, and your body will actually be drawn to different things. And that's a good way to get in tune with your own body. And if you don't have the luxury of having your own garden, you can actually use that practice when you go grocery shopping. You know, you really can.
To stay out of the cookie aisle for a
And
minute, go through the vegetable aisle first.
you know what? I'm not going to say I never enjoy a sweet now and then. And I have been known to make a chocolate avocado pudding or two, or a chia seed pudding with mangoes. And I do eat a cookie occasionally, but I've not had that for quite a while. Did I lose you, Vicky?
You did not lose me.
Okay.
I'm listening and I'm looking out my window at the beautiful wind and the trees, but I'm thinking about the importance of balance. I love eating, like you put a cake in front of me, I'm a mess. But I love baking sweet treats. But I do it Once you get a handle on your sugar intake, you don't want that much sugar anymore. If you get rid of sodas, which I've never really drank sodas and all that, but it's really important to get a handle on your sugar intake. And if you could eliminate sugar for even a week, if you're a big sugar person, your whole life will change dramatically. Your outlook, your energy level, your immune system. In fact, I used to study with Dr. David R. Hawkins, who has passed in 2012, but he was a huge psychologist, PhD psychologist in New York City, and he had one of the biggest practices in New York at the time. He said that he had lots of people calling to want a session with him. I just don't feel right. I just feel like I'm losing my mind. And he one of his protocols on taking new patients was he told them, before you come to see me, this is what I'm asking you to do is eliminate sugar from your diet for 2 weeks, and then call me and make an appointment. And 9 out of 10 people never called back. Not because they said screw that, but because they eliminated the sugar and a lot of their issues were gone. Sugar is very powerful.
Would that there were more doctors like that, because that he lost himself a lot of business. He wasn't all about the green pieces of paper with the pyramids on them.
So sugar is probably one of the number one things to regulate in your diet, which will change your life if you're a heavy sugar intake. You can regulate change. You can literally change your life very quickly.
And one of the things that people don't equate with sugar is alcohol, unless of course you have the little drink with the parasol, but the sweet tropical tasting drinks. But as soon as alcohol hits your blood system, it turns into sugar. And I know somebody that is type 2 diabetic. And they really enjoy their red wine. And their argument is, but red wine is good for you. And, I'll just tell you that I enjoyed wine quite a bit up until about 4 years ago. I did intake alcohol. And it got to the point where every time I even had a half a glass of wine, I felt like I ate a loaf of white Wonder Bread. I was bloated, and I thought, well, I'm going to just see if I stop drinking wine, is that the trigger? And it definitely was. And I'm not making any kind of judgment if you drink alcohol or not. For me, it was a toxic trigger, and so that might be something you want to consider either cutting down on or eliminating, like Vicky said, maybe for a week or 2 weeks, like Dr. Hawkins suggested with sugar, because it is sugar. So that's just another tip there. Oh, I wanted to give one really, really easy little recipe on the air. Now, for if it's a it's immune booster for sure, but also if you're feeling kind of crappy and kind of like you're catching the flu, it's called fermented garlic honey, and it's you just get a whole bunch of garlic, preferably organic, and you take the skins off and crush them, put them in a glass jar, and cover it with raw honey, and put it in a warm spot, and within a few and have a cover on it. Within a few days, you'll see bubbles start appearing. And you, if you, if it's closed tight, you're going to want to quote burp it, open it once a day or so. But that's the fermentation taking process. And you can eat the garlic cloves and you can keep replacing them and you can keep replacing the honey, and it's kind of like a forever recipe. You can keep adding to it once it ferments. And I've also used the honey in making a salad dressing, a honey mustard
Nice.
salad dressing. So
Yeah.
there's so and there's so much available for you to, you can look up all kinds of recipes online for all of the things we've talked about. And we probably have about another, I don't five, 7 minutes. Vicki, should we start wrapping it up?
Well, one thing that came to mind, when I mentioned Dr. Hawkins, because that was one of the most powerful spiritual advancement times in my life. And I've been on a spiritual path for, well, a long
A
time,
long time.
a few decades for sure. And I just wanted to mention that all of the things that we're talking about, for me personally, tie into my spiritual journey. Because no matter how much we like or dislike it, our body is our temple. I mean, that's an old, truth. And without health, we don't have shit. If we're sick, we do not have a good quality of life. But I must have had a big intuitive hit or just an awareness as a pretty young person about the importance of health. And so I've always been on that journey. And then it became spiritual when I was older. And I just wanted to say that the spiritual journey and wanting to become a more spiritually oriented human being is not an easy path. It's easier to stay ignorant and just, but I don't even want to say, I don't really want to say that people that aren't spiritual are ignorant, but it's just there is a truth to ignorance is bliss, because just enjoy your life, just go out and do whatever makes you happy, and just enjoy your life, however it is, whatever you're habituated to. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to, I don't know, become more informed about the other side of the veil, which to me is spiritual awareness and growth, is paying attention to the mystery of life, the total unanswerable questions that come up sometimes in life, is to me the spiritual journey, the spiritual quest of seeking out internally what cannot be answered from anything outside of us. And it's not an easy path, but it's all inclusive. Body, mind, emotions,
And soul,
and the
spirit.
soul, and it is all to activate our heart, to get out of our mind and to activate our heart. So all of this purging and everything that we're talking about and building our immune system is a really important part of that journey for me personally. So I just wanted to add that.
That's absolutely perfect. I would sum it up by saying, I know I am not my physical body. I am a light being, a being of light, but I do use this physical body to have a human experience. So I am a spirit having a physical human experience, and I want my body to be as to be able to experience as much as possible. I mean, Vicky and I still go hiking. We're super duper freaking active. And we have a lot of energy for a couple of old ladies. So I hope everybody enjoyed the information. Don't forget to check out that donation button on bbsradio.com/downanddirty. We would appreciate any new subscriptions we could get, because we have so much fun bringing you the information And yeah, we love you all, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Thank you
Thomas.
so
Thank you,
much.
Don. Thank you, Doug. Love you all. Bye.
See you in 2 weeks. Thank you.